Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Did y'all hear the one about the cross-eyed teacher? He couldn't control his pupils. Ah! No, it's really sad, though. School of Beards, Chapter 18, Like the Return of Cali. Hey, I missed that voice. So I thought I'd get one of these out each month. But alas, there is too much beardiness on this campus to be contained. And if you missed the previous part, those links always down in the description in a playlist. Thank you so much. This time, I have a beard story courtesy of the one and only Callie. Yeah, she's still subbing here. For now, she just got a new job somewhere else. I also have some stories from Beetle again. Before we dive back in, I do have to welcome Callie. I told her about the stories. That's how much I trust her. She's my bestie next to Beetle, and I wanted her to enjoy Red's amazing interpretation of her. Oh, no. So welcome, Callie. Like, hello or whatever. And while you're here, check out Red's other stories. He's an awesome bloke and knows how to bring the cringe. That's right. Always fresh, never frozen. That's the motto we live by here. Once again, we have a new beard to meet, along with some returning ones. So without further ado, let's get after it. Manny Beard strikes again. Honestly, Manny Beard has just become a fan favorite because of his incompetence. He's not like a deeply aggressive beard, just kind of catty and completely uninvested in everything that he's doing. I'd like to say it's not harmful, but yeah, maybe it is a detriment to them kids. Let me start this one by saying how absolutely done I am with Manny Beard. I don't have to deal with him directly, except at bus duty, but Beetle does, and just listening to Beetle vent is enough to give me nightmares about Manny Beard. I had an awful one last night, in which Manny Beard went militant on Beetle and was bossing him around. I woke up with a start. When I told Beetle about it, he laughed at the idea of Manny Beard bossing him around. If he tried, would you stop him? Or would you take it and just come vent to me after? I questioned. I think we all know the answer to that one.
Sometimes nightmares really do come true. Ooh!
Anyway, unfortunately, this next tale is not a dream. It happened, and it is another example of Manny Beard's ace classroom management skills. On this day, Manny Beard was starting the class with a grammar lesson using fanboys to create compound sentences. For those who don't know, fanboys is a set of words used for that purpose. Compound sentence? Whatever happened to conjunction junction? What's your function? Hey, Manny Beard, what's your function?
Conjunction junction, what's your function?
F for A and N, nor B, but O or Y, yet S, so fanboys. I still like the Schoolhouse Rock version better.
Who can finish the sentence using one of our fanboys words? The bitter wind blew violently,
Manny Beard asked the class. One kid smirked and called out, "The bitter wind blew violently, and my Glock fired violently, yeah!" Beetle's eyes widened. Not exactly school appropriate, especially not with the current climate. Manny Beard just nodded.
"You mean Glock is in the gun?"
The kid nodded. "Yeah!" Manny Beard nodded and proceeded to write the sentence on the board. What are you, insane?
Yeah, he is, kind of, maybe, a little bit.
Beetle did a double take at the board. He was flabbergasted that Mannybeard would have the audacity to actually write that on the board. After that, the same kid proceeded to pull a ski mask over his head. Now, to be clear, Standard High doesn't really have much of a dress code. I've seen girls literally wear their bras to school as a shirt. That said, one of the few dress code rules that we actually do have is that a mask that covers the entire face is not permitted. COVID masks that cover half the face are fine, but a whole face mask? No. Not even on Halloween. God, this kid's already pathetic. You got big dreams of being a gangster, huh? Little thug's probably gonna get shot in the chest 2 years in. How easy is it to catch this kid slipping? He basically lives on banana peels.
Why are you wearing a ski mask? Mannybeard asked the student.
Because I don't want the feds to pull up on me,
the student replied. Mannybeard nodded. It's over, dude.
If the feds did pull up, they'd probably hand you an armory.
Never mind. That's
that's another conspiracy theory for another day.
Beetle rolled his eyes and looked at the student.
It's not a good idea to wear that to school. It's against the rules.
Beetle was waiting for Mannybeard to tell him to take it off or go to the office. Of course, Mannybeard did not do any of that.
Can I use the bathroom?
The student asked, face still covered by that ski mask. Mannybeard nodded.
Yeah.
Bro, what are you doing? The kid's talking about guns and then he puts a ski mask on and everybody's just okay with this? Beetle looked from the student to Mannybeard and back again. He blinked. He knew that this kid needed to be sent to the office. Once again, perfect classroom management a la Mannybeard. Today, Beetle forgot his hearing aids and I got a text saying,
I don't even have my hearing aids today and it's still too damn loud in here.
I mean, I'm sorry you gotta go in there and be the enforcer when you know, Beetle is such a non-confrontational guy. But this is a challenge that the universe has set before him. These are the type of tests that help us to grow as people. Annoying? Sure. But at least try to embrace it, I guess. It turned out that Mannybeard had managed to completely lose control of the class during the announcements, and the kids were all trying to talk over each other while the overhead announcements were taking place. After that, Mannybeard tried to talk over them to get their attention, to no avail. I asked Beetle to print something for me, and he took that to mean, escape from Mannybeard's class and print it now and bring it to me. And when he came to me in the she cave, he looked frazzled as hell. Are you okay, Mr. Beetle? I asked. I had a class, so I couldn't exactly call him love. He just nodded.
Yeah, I'm just, yeah, fine.
He handed me the papers and took a breath. I didn't mean you had to print these right now, I said.
I know. I wanted to, though. I needed to, he said, rubbing his ears.
Ah, gotcha, I nodded.
I don't want to go back,
he said, as if I was sending it back to a torture chamber. I'm sorry, but you must. I know, just a little bit longer, I told him. He sighed, signed I love you in American Sign Language, and turned to leave. I signed I love you back, and I said, Godspeed. Mannybeard still thinks that Beetle is his bro. They could probably actually be bros if Mannybeard would, you know, fly right, but he doesn't have any interest in that. He's got Beetle to back him up, and so he's just gonna keep leaning back into Beetle until Beetle ends up crumbling. Either that or a hard conversation needs to happen. This whole situation, untenable, I'll tell you right now. Anyways, second story we got today is the second coming of English Beard. You remember him?
He's the racist teacher, that's what I heard.
What could possibly be worse than one English Beard who continues to creep all around the campus and ingratiate himself to Miss Dean on the regular, and also happens to be accused of racism? Well, how about another English beard that creeps around the campus and ingratiates himself to Miss Dean on the regular and is actually, in fact, a textbook racist, of course. Well, I guess Miss Dean's just trying to collect them all, huh? This story comes to me from Callie. She happened to be subbing at Standard High and had an off period, and so she came to visit me in the She-Cave, and I was beyond happy to see my bestie. I vented about recent issues with Wee One. She told me about her wedding planning and also told me that she had a story that was so cringe. I told her, speaking of cringe, have I got a YouTuber for you? And I proceeded to tell her about Red X and the school beard saga. That's beautiful. Love the organic plug. So now let me relay to you the cringe story that Callie relayed to me. As I mentioned previously, the way that Callie left was, pretty freaking hinky. She didn't even get to finish out the semester because Miss Dean was ready to just install a new teacher. The youth pastor of the church that she attends, of course. Now, I've gone out of my way to avoid this bloke. I wanted to hate him because of the way things went down and how my bestie was pushed out for him. Beetle said he'd spoken to him in passing a couple times and he seemed like a good bloke. I didn't want to risk liking the guy, so yeah, I just sort of steered clear. Well, no worries now, because it is confirmed that he is not, in fact, a good bloke. Well, that's a load off my mind, you know? It's so much easier to hate somebody when they're actually hateable. Callie still talks to Gabby, which is why I swore her to secrecy about the school beard saga. If Gabby ever gets wind of this, I shudder to think. Bro, I don't know, look at the big picture. That could be like 1,000 organic plugs right there. Anyway, Callie still talks to Gabby, and Gabby was all too happy to share the chisme happening in English 2 in Callie's absence. Most of said chisme revolved around Callie's replacement, whom we shall henceforth refer to as Pastor Beard. Oh, I thought we were just getting English Beard too. Pastor Beard, that's good. I like that. It's just a complete mess, Gabby complained. Like, what happened? Callie asked, and Gabby sighed. It's like English Beard all over again. Oh my god. Like, how so? Callie pressed. Okay, so in the English 2 team meeting, Pastor Beard threw a complete temper tantrum, Gabby said. Like, about what? Callie asked. Gabby sighed as she proceeded to explain. English 2 was having their team meeting, and Gabby was explaining the unit that they were working on. Okay, so this is a research unit. Luckily, we have all sorts of databases accessible to students that the district pays for, so our initial focus needs to be on teaching the students to properly use said databases, Gabby explained.
That's biased data. I'm not doing it, Pastor Beard said firmly.
No, it's from various sources. The database just catalogs it and gives us access behind the paywalls. Students still have to learn to decode the bias in the various sources as a part of their research, Gabby explained. Pastor Beard shook his head.
That isn't gonna work for my students.
Oh my god, dude. Gabby was confused. The database was not that different from just searching Google. It had a catalog of sources, which meant students didn't have to worry about hitting a paywall. Why not? This is something the district pays for. It's a really valuable resource and can help the students out a lot. Besides, teaching them to use databases is all a part of the curriculum, Gabby said.
I told you, I'm not doing it! I have my own way of doing this. You do what you want, but I'm gonna do it my way!
Pastor Beard exclaimed. Bro. And he's gonna get away with it because he's friends with Miss Dean. Why you gotta be a trailblazer, huh? Why you can't just stay on the beaten path? It's good, it's easy. This is not the place to make a political statement. No, we're all a team and we don't do our own thing. We're all on the same page. English 2 needs to be cohesive, Gabby insisted.
I don't feel well. I gotta go,
Pastor Beard said, storming out of the meeting.
Dude, what was that? He's gotta go take a poo-poo real bad or what?
Finish addressing the issue, you coward! Wow, Callie said, at a loss for words when Gabby finished telling her this story. Yeah, so like, I guess he's gonna do his own thing. I saw him in Miss Dean's office chatting a lot last week, and I know whatever he does, she's gonna side with him. Just like Englishbeard, if it isn't one in her office, then it's the other, Gabby finished. Callie sighed. So like, English 2 is just as much of like a total mess this year as it was like last year. I guess you like totally dodged a bullet or whatever. Callie left Gabby's room and was headed to the room where she would be subbing for the day when a student that she knew saw her.
Miss Callie, can I ask you something?
The student asked. Callie nodded. Like, of course. What is it?
Will you look at this essay question and tell me if you find it offensive?
The student asked. Callie nodded, and the student opened Google Classroom and proceeded to show Callie the following research question posed by Pastor Beard.
Are Mexican immigrants positive or negative to America?
The assignment went on to tell the student to construct a two-sided argument.
Bro.
Not something that I would ever consider getting into, even in my personal life. You gonna force me to do this at school? Nah.
Nah, dude.
Callie reread this question, and her jaw just dropped. Yeah. Like, I totally think it's offensive. Being Latina herself, Callie was outraged. After Callie finished class, she had an off period, so that's when she popped into the She Cave and told me about this whole thing. And, like, to top it all off, I get the distinct impression that he's weaving religion into his teaching, she said, clearly upset. And of course, Miss Dean does nothing, OP replies. Miss Dean, like, even totally favors him. He can do no wrong. Also, like, I just found out that Miss Dean asked Winnie how to pull data. She's been demanding all of this data and has no idea how to, like, actually pull it. I know we had a positive experience with her and all, but after everything I've seen this year, like, oh my god. She is totally clueless or whatever, Callie said. I nodded. Yep, and two-faced. Callie nodded back. And that. Needless to say, Callie is happy to have found a new job. She misses the students, but is even more convinced that she was right to leave Standard High School. Also, needless to say, I will continue to try and avoid Pastor Beard. English Beard is bad enough. This little pagan teacher is staying as far away as possible from the enhanced version. I mean, I'm a fairly religious man myself, but in school? There's a time and a place for all this. If this type of stuff leaks out, we might end up with another lawsuit on our hands. Wouldn't that be interesting? Beard School lawsuit, Chris Trucker lawsuit. And probably also a lawsuit from Coors Light for telling everybody that they gave you really awesome beer farts the other day. Our third story for the day is simply called Return to English 1. You missed hearing about my English 1 meetings, didn't ya? Come on, you know you did.
maybe, I don't know.
Well, today's was so fraught that Beetle texted me a play-by-play through the whole thing. I am literally writing this one in real time as Beetle vents via text. Wow, he's live tweeting it. You remember when that used to be a thing? Quick recap, English 1 this year consists of Sonia, Manny Beard, COVID Beard, Amy, and Beetle. They have yet to replace me. These meetings take place in Beetle's room this year because Sonia has another class in there during their meeting time. Amy walked in looking upset, which was unusual. Amy was usually really sweet and happy. Think like a quieter version of me. Much, much quieter.
What's wrong, Amy? Beetle asked.
One of my students stole my laser pointer right out of my classroom, Amy said.
It really does suck when one of your students steal from you. It is infuriating, but it also hurts. I wouldn't be too hurt by it, honestly. Teenagers can't see beyond the nose on their face. I don't think they did it, like, to purposely hurt you. They just think they're being funny or cool or some crap. Beetle was about to offer some empathy to Amy, but before he could speak, he was cut off.
Last year, a student stole a set of $300 speakers from my classroom. I told admin, and it was even caught on camera, but they didn't do anything. So don't expect to get your pointer back. They also stole my llama.
Llama?
I sent out a campus-wide email asking for information about it, but no one said anything!
COVID Beard seethed. Your llama? Sonya asked.
Yes, Kendrick! And I used to have a duck, too! Uncle Quacker!
COVID Beard said. Well, okay. This is a high school, right? I don't think high school kids are gonna be entertained. If it's just for you, it's just for you, but maybe leave it at home, which seems to be where COVID Beard is a lot of the time anyways.
Be careful that the duck doesn't drift away next, Beetle said.
Crickets.
They can't all be winners. Oh, come on, guys. Uncle Cracker, drift away.
Oh, like the song! I kind of get it now.
Wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Uncle who? Amy asked.
You guys don't know who Uncle Cracker is? I feel old.
Beetle sighed.
I do remember. Follow me, everything is all right.
Kind of toothless and boring music, but I do remember. Let me note, as of writing this, he is 3 days from being 40. By the time Red posts this, he will probably be 40. Confirmed. We all said happy bird hat in the Discord. Which, if you haven't joined the Discord yet, hey, I mean, come on, guys, why not hop on it, right? Mannybeard pipes up at this point and says,
I only know who that is because that frickin' song was on the radio like every goddamn day in 2003.
Beetle sighed and just
let the dad joke go. As one must do from time to time. People just don't appreciate good humor.
Okay, well, we need to focus on the unit, so we need to teach them to organize their sources. They've never done research quite like this before, Sonya said.
Beetle nodded.
I use graphic organizers for my kids. It'd probably help yours too.
I love that idea. It'll help him keep everything in one place, Amy said.
Sonya nodded. Okay, I have some graphic organizer templates that'll be perfect.
Maybe somebody could clue me in on what the hell a graphic organizer template is.
Do we have to grade it on accuracy or just completion? Because I don't want to have to go to every link and check every source they put down.
COVID Beard whined.
That does seem tedious, Manny Beard agreed.
Beetle sighed.
You don't check every source. You spot check and skim. A bad source should stick out like a sore thumb. It's not that hard to grade.
What if they aren't doing it right?
COVID Beard asked. That should be easy to spot, COVID Beard. This should actually make grading sources easier because it lets us spot bad information much faster, Sonya said. COVID Beard groaned, but Sonya pressed on. Along with organizing sources, we also need to teach them to format their citations. Beetle nodded.
Are we using MLA or APA format?
COVID Beard looked at Beetle like he was an idiot.
APA is for science, not for English.
Beetle glared.
APA is the format that I have to use for all of my research papers for my postgraduate work, including my dissertation.
COVID Beard opened her mouth to counter, but evidently had nothing because she closed it again.
Wow, you got schooled about school. You got out-colleged, COVID Beard. How's it feel? Put this in your pipe and smoke it!
Actually, don't smoke it because you got COVID. It's gonna complicate some things. Never mind. Sonya sighed.
That's a great question, Beetle. For high school and community college, MLA is the standard. APA is the university standard.
Beetle nodded.
Okay, thank you, Sonya.
After that, the rest of the meeting was tolerable for him. He did say he wants to slam his head into the whiteboard whenever he hears COVID Beard's voice. And when you combine that with Manny Beard in the same room, oh, Beetle had come to dread team meetings. Bro, Manny Beard is like just as uninvested in the meetings as he is in like his actual class. In some ways, you have to respect the disconnect, you know? Miss Dean tried to tell Beetle that he couldn't skip those meetings to do sped work anymore. Beetle's boss told him that that was ridiculous, and that if Miss Dean had a problem with that, then she could take it up with her. And Beetle goes to as many meetings as he can as a result. Bro, you got a free pass to skip out. You should use it. Anyway, all that concludes yet another tale of beardery at Standard High. I actually didn't expect to have another story to share this soon, but damned if they didn't just find me today. So thank you to Red X for reading another tale and for allowing me to share the pain of my powdered spine with the masses. Show our boy some love by liking the video, commenting, no trolls, please and thank you. Bro, I'll take a troll comment, that's fine. Engage the algorithm, go! And ringing the bell too. Oh, there's also Teespring, Patreon, channel membership, all the things. I do have a family to feed. Thank you so much. And until the next time.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Well, I don't know, bro. Out of all the beards that we've seen thus far, Pastor Beard, he's sort of up there at the top, taking the cake. You know what I'm saying? he's injecting political statements into his essay questions, and I just... I don't know who could stop him. He's got Miss Dean in his pocket. I'm sure that's going to come to a head at some point, and I will be looking forward to the fallout. We do have another School of Beards chapter up. So sure, why not? We'll get into it. Couple of beefy videos back to back. That doesn't hurt nobody's feelings, right? So let's see what it's about right now. School of Beards, Chapter 19, A World of No Imagination. Come with me and you'll see a world of no imagination. It seems that as the year goes on, these beards just get more beardy. I'm not sure if it's the result of burnout or if we're just noting it more. This is the first part that I've written since Red released Chapter 17, which happened to come out today, and I realized something that I never really realized before. Non-teachers don't think the same way that teachers think. Well, yeah. I'm still asking about the graphic organizer templates. Nobody answered my question on that. I think I took it for granted that everyone just saw through the eyes of a teacher, and that is not so. I'll work on adding more context because, well, I should have done just that from the start. I mean, you always need to dumb things down just a little bit. Just because you understand your work intimately doesn't mean that everybody else does, right? Unless I'm talking with another YouTuber, I don't really get into, you know, click-through rates and search optimization, all this type of stuff. Because the average Joe, they just don't care. So yeah, this will be kind of a jump back to part 17 and that kid that was blazing with his parents and whatnot, which is good. I'd like to get it addressed, so let's see. I want to clarify some things about Joe. Joe's home life is not great to start with. And Child Protective Services has been in and out of that home. Joe's been in and out of foster care for years. Also in my state, if you're a mandated reporter and it was found out that you knew something that you didn't report, you could lose your license. Since in my state, the devil's lettuce is highly illegal and it's not regulated either. So if Joe ended up getting something laced with fentanyl or something else and was hurt, and it was discovered that Beetle knew, he would be in serious trouble. I know it seems like a blow-off thing to most people, but when it's not regulated and is so illegal, there can be real consequences. I probably should have laid that out better before. I'll try to make sure that I have enough context for it in the future. Honestly, wifey called me out on that one too. She's like, dude, I don't know. You're just a little bit of a stoner. We can't presume things about Joe's life that he's happy through a Reddit post. So, okay, based on the facts, based on what we know,
Joe and his parents have broken the law and maybe they should be reported. I still don't really believe that deep down because, I mean, it's just a little bit of grass, right? But I don't know. I could see how people see it the other way, too. I don't begrudge anybody for it. And just for the record, Beetle didn't file the report. I thought he had, but he didn't. I hope the school has his back if something happens. Based on what I know about this school, they definitely won't have his back, but I appreciate you hanging in there for Joe. He's getting older, he'll be out on his own soon, you know? Maybe he'll get it figured out. Anyway, we got a new batch of beardery today. If the exposition is too much, let me know. I'm trying to find that sweet balance. And of course, we start out again with a Manny Beard story. So we all know that Beetle is really non-confrontational. This story doesn't change that exactly, but it does show that Beetle was finally pushed too far, which for him doesn't look like what happens when I get pushed too far. The other thing that you should know going into this one is that it wasn't just vents from Beetle that I used for this one. Beetle actually hit record on his phone, and I got to watch these events take place. In his words, at this point, I just hit record and let the chaos unfold. I witnessed the beardery for myself, and it was worse than I could have imagined. No, I will not share these videos, except maybe with Red directly. I will say, I saw things that my eyes cannot unsee. I did see you mention it in the Discord and stuff, and yeah, I wasn't about to ask for those because they would never make it into a video. That's far too personal. And while I am good at keeping a secret, the temptation would still be there. So I didn't ask. I'm not gonna ask. This started off like any other day for Beetle. He dreaded going to Manny Beard's class in second period, but of course, he did so, begrudgingly. Finding an excuse to be late was out of the question on this particular day, because his boss, the team lead of the SPED department on our campus, who we will call Missy, was standing in the hall working with students on preparing their schedules for next year. English 1 is working on a research unit, and Manny Beard was showing the students how to use databases. Thanks to the video, these are indeed direct quotes.
So, like, if you want to look up a research topic, like, just, like, type it into, like, this, like, search box. Like, let's, like, take this candy for, like, an example, he started.
Bro, he's worse than Callie. Yeah, I never realized how much he, like, uses the word like when he, like, talks. Have I mentioned? He's an English teacher. Could have fooled me. Manny Beard continued.
So if we, like, type candy, we, like, get these, like, sources to, like, choose from, and we have, like, a lot of results, so, like, we need to, like, narrow it down? How can we, like, narrow it down?
Chocolate!
One student called out. Manny Beard nodded.
Okay, so let's like type in chocolate candy. And now we have like several sources on that. Let's pick this one. Candy bars hold a special place in the heart of American snacking. Has anyone heard of candy bars? I mean, I've heard of them. I've never been to one, but I've heard of them.
He thinks it's a place, like a candy bar? I don't know how to help you from this one, man. It means, like, Hershey's, one student said.
Yeah, like, I've heard of them. Have you been to one, though? Because, like, I haven't ever been to one,
Manny Beard continued, obviously not getting it at all. He legit thought a candy bar was a place.
I can't.
At this point, Beetle pressed the button to switch to the selfie cam, and you could see on his face that it was all he could do to not lose it.
No, it's like a Snickers,
another kid tried to correct.
Like a Hershey's or a Twix, another one called out. But have any of you been to one? Anyway, like, we can use this source by... What?
Manny Beard just continued right on with the lesson, oblivious to the students trying to correct him.
Dude, my brain is broken already.
A few minutes later, in true Manny Beard fashion, he completely lost their attention. One of the girl students randomly started singing.
It was a student that Beetle was sitting with, and he was trying to get her to stop and focus on the lesson, but Mannybeard did not correct her. No, he started to dance. Yeah, he started to dance. I hate everything. Get it through your head, Mannybeard. You're not one of the kids no more, okay? You're supposed to be the guardian, the teacher. Play that role. At least pretend a little bit. I saw him dance, and my eyes cannot unsee him dance. This also encouraged the girl to continue her song, in spite of Beetle's attempts to redirect her. Why the hell is he dancing, instead of telling her to stop so he can finish the lesson? Hell, why isn't he teaching through it like he usually does when they disrupt him? I asked, as I watched the video of all this taking place.
Dance is his passion. He's a dance diva.
Beetle explained sourly. He sure can cut a rug. Look at him go. This is where the video ended because Beetle had just had enough. He said that Mannybeard's crap classroom management was making it impossible for him to do his job, so he just decided to go out into the hall and talk to Missy about it.
Missy, do you have a moment?
Beetle asked. Missy nodded. Of course, what's going on?
Mannybeard, I was trying to get a student to focus because she kept singing. Instead of backing me up, Mannybeard started dancing, Beetle exclaimed.
Missy looked bewildered. Dancing? Beetle nodded.
Yeah.
You're not serious, Missy said. Beetle nodded.
100% serious.
Oh my god. Missy shook her head and sighed. Nobody's gonna do anything about it? I don't expect him to get fixed, but we have to try.
And that's just today. That day I didn't have a voice, he was sending me behavior kids to get him out of the room. He depends on me to quell any behaviors in his classroom, if he shows any concern at all. Usually he just ignores it. But it's getting seriously impossible to do what I'm supposed to do in there, Beetle explained.
Missy nodded. I'll talk to Miss Dean about him. You're not the first one to say something to me about his classroom management, or lack thereof. In the meantime, try to work with him. Gently suggest some classroom management strategies like a seating chart and see if he's receptive. Beetle sighed but nodded.
Okay, I'll give it a shot.
Now, I have no doubt that Missy is going to talk to Miss Dean, but I don't think that Miss Dean will actually do anything about it. Yeah, it's time to jump the chain of command a little bit. Honestly, I think Beetle is just gonna have 3 more months of this as is, and maybe more if Mannybeard is still here next year. I mean, there's a teacher shortage, right? He's probably still gonna be there next year. Hate to be the bearer of bad news, but there it is. What makes a culture? God, that's a deep question, isn't it? One of the things most teachers, at least teachers here, are taught early on is how to be sensitive to various cultures. And that's important because where I am, we have a wide mix of cultures. We got white people, black people, Mexican people, Asian people, especially from Korea, and lately a lot of Ukrainians and Russians for obvious reasons. It's truly a mixed bag, so it's good to understand that and be respectful of it. I learned so much about that working in ESL, but most of it is truly just being a good human being and accepting that we're all different and have different lived experiences. Honestly, that seems like a really low bar to set, but you'd be surprised. Unfortunately, not all these teachers are great with cultural sensitivity, which is what led to Beetle having another run-in with Typical Beard. Beetle was in his classroom grading papers. It was his conference period. There was a knock on the door and he looked up. It was one of his tracking students, so Beetle went to go open the door.
Can I talk to you, Mr. Beetle?
The student, Pete, asked.
Shouldn't you be in class? Beetle asked.
My science teacher gave me a pass. I need to talk to you,
Pete said, showing Beetle the pass. The kid was clearly upset. Beetle nodded and let Pete in, and they sat down at one of the tables.
What's going on, Pete?
Pete looked down.
Just something my English teacher said to me.
Who's your English teacher?
Beetle asked.
Miss Typical Beard,
Pete replied. Beetle's eyes narrowed. He knew this was gonna be bad.
What did she say, Pete?
She told me that I'm not a real Mexican because I can't speak Spanish,
Pete said softly.
Oh my god.
To say this to another human being, I just can't. Beetle took a breath to hide his irritation with Typical Beard.
You know that isn't true, right?
Pete looked down.
I wanted to learn Spanish, but my dad said it never served him and I needed to focus on having perfect English.
This is actually a somewhat common position that I've noticed. Hispanic parents struggled because they speak Spanish and they struggle with English, so in turn they discourage their kids from learning any Spanish at all. I find this stance so sad for the kid because there is such a benefit to being bilingual, but okay, I digress.
Speaking Spanish doesn't make you Mexican or not. It's who you are, just like me. If I didn't speak any Irish, would that make me not a real Irishman?
Beetle asked, and Pete cracked a smile.
No, you're definitely Irish.
Exactly, and you're definitely Mexican. It's your culture. It's who you are. No one can take your culture from you, Beetle said. Oh, but they'll try. In a few select cases, they'll definitely try.
Pete nodded and said,
Okay, thank you, Mr. Beetle.
No problem. Now get back to class,
Beetle smiled as he gently shooed Pete away.
Poor little Pete. That scamp don't deserve all that. We must protect Pete. We must destroy Typical Beard.
And at this point, Beetle was upset, very, very pissed, if you will, to say something so culturally insensitive that the student was probably already insecure about. I mean, Beetle's blood was boiling.
It's good alliteration.
Typical Beard had a class, so after school that day, Beetle went to her room.
Typical Beard, why the hell would you tell a student they aren't a real Mexican because they don't speak Spanish? What does that even mean, real Mexican? And what makes you the gatekeeper of a culture that you aren't even a part of?
Beetle asked. For the record, Typical Beard is a white American. Typical Beard just rolled her eyes.
I was just joking!
You don't joke like that. You upset him. A lot, Beetle explained.
He needs to get over it. I was just messing with him. He didn't have to take it so seriously,
she said. Beetle glared.
You should never say something like that to any student, ever.
Typical Beard scoffed.
Fine. I won't play with my students anymore. I didn't realize they don't have any sense of humor.
I mean, I'm sure they got a sense of humor, but the joke's got to be good. You don't just insult somebody and be like, that's it, that's the joke. Why aren't you laughing?
It's not about...
Beetle paused and took a breath.
Okay, fine. Just don't do that anymore. I have to go.
Beetle considered going to Miss Dean, but he had already been to her once about Typical Beard, and after having just talked to Missy about Manny Beard, he didn't want to be seen as difficult, so he let it go after that.
Some heartbreaking stuff right there.
I hope little Pete turns out all right, you know? And our last story for the day is Beetle almost snaps. We don't take almost, I'm sorry. Then again, I guess it depends like how almost, you know? I guess we'll see. Another day, another English 1 team meeting. Beetle was dreading this one. I'm not sure if I shared this before, but Beetle is diabetic. News to me. And the day before had been Valentine's Day, and Beetle partook in too much chocolate. His blood sugar spiked, he practically passed out into a deep sleep, and still had a sugar high hangover on this day. Needless to say, he felt like trash and didn't have the patience for Manny Beard or COVID Beard today. It didn't help that the next day was his birthday, and that he was not exactly looking forward to the big 4-0, and some mouthy blonde with a weird accent kept teasing him about it. That would be our OP. So, he was not in the best mindset going into that meeting. Dude, don't forget about the free pass, bro. Get me out of here. Free pass. Sonya started the meeting like always. They were beginning to place for the next grading cycle since we were on the last week of the current cycle.
I need new seating charts for next cycle. My current setup isn't working.
COVIDbeard said. Sonya nodded. Yeah, I do new seating charts every cycle. Keeps them on their toes.
I need a new one for my seventh period.
Mannybeard agreed. And sixth, Beetle piped up. Second and sixth were the two classes that Beetle did inclusion with Mannybeard. Mannybeard looked at Beetle and proceeded to say the following, and I quote,
Yeah, I have to see how it can be done. I don't know why, but that one student just has too much confidence and they all flock to her. We need to, like, kill her confidence.
Yes, crush our students' hopes and dreams. That's what we're here for.
I hate to say that, but if we kill her confidence, then others won't follow her so much. It's like she's just a regular 15-year-old human being, okay? She isn't a god. So yeah, I don't know why she inspires others to follow her, but she does. I've been taking my time with it. It takes a long time. I'm sorry if I've been too slow, but Miss Dean did talk to me and said that when you're in there, you can help reinforce, like, the seating chart or whatever. So, if you could help me with that, that would be good.
Help you with what? Crushing the child's confidence? We were just talking about seating charts! What's going on here? Beetle just blinked. In his head, he thought, "The hell did you just say to me?" But out loud, he nodded and went back to stapling the papers that he had been focused on. I asked him why, and he said it was because the team was there and that they had the same conference the next day.
I'll talk to him for my birthday, Beetle told me later.
Oh boy. The next day was in fact Beetle's birthday, his 40th birthday, the big 4-0, a midlife crisis just around the corner. And we had work because we tend to take my birthday off every year, which is 12 days later. It didn't start off super great for him. He had hurt his knee in hockey practice the night before. He's a goalie, just like we won. And when he went into a butterfly save, his leg pad didn't move the right way with him, and it wasn't good. Yeah, just a small but subtle reminder. 40. Every time my knee hurts, 40. Anyway, suffice it to say that Beetle was in a decent amount of pain, and he was feeling his age. God, this sucks, bro. I feel this so hard. Sometimes my back goes out. I'm trying to lift my kids up. I'm like, ah! Time is just so cruel. Unfortunately, Beetle still had sixth period with Mannybeard. Within minutes of coming into the room, Beetle turned his hearing aids off. He just couldn't handle the volume of Mannybeard's voice combined with the sound of the class. Beetle stood off to the side as Mannybeard started the lesson of the day. Mannybeard has a very interesting habit of moving while he talks, but he has absolutely no spatial awareness, and within 2 minutes he had almost run into Beetle at least a handful of times. Beetle, already frustrated and in pain, decided for his own comfort and safety he would just take a seat at one of the student tables. After he sat, he opened his laptop and started working while Mannybeard taught the lesson. A few minutes later, one of the students stood up and just walked out of the room without a word. Remember the girl that missed the evaluation in chapter 17? That same girl. We're gonna call her Becca, moving forward. Mannybeard looked at Beetle.
Mr. Beetle, do you want to go check on her?
Beetle looked at him blankly, and in his head thought to himself,
No, I don't want to! My knee's screwed, thank you! I want to sit here and fight sleep because your voice drones. Also, even Ozzy can't really do anything about her. She doesn't listen to him. All we can do is call the APs if things escalate too much.
I told him later that, yeah, he should have just said that. But what he actually said was nothing. He forced a smile and walked into the hall. Bro, come on. You're just getting pooped on all day, every day. I'd be upset too. I'm waiting for the snap. Just pick up Mannybeard and put him through a desk.
He ain't gonna never ask you for nothing again. By the time Beetle got there, Becca was already downstairs. He knew this because he could hear her yelling. Beetle shook his head and found a chair in the hall and just sat there. This is about the time he texted me all of this, and I did the only thing that I could do. I wrote a hall pass for Wee One, she's in my sixth period class, to take an Advil down to Beetle so he could have some pain relief at the very least. He took the Advil and continued to sit and observe as Becca came back upstairs with her friends. She was followed moments later by Ozzy, who evidently heard her yelling in his classroom, which was followed by our primary AP a minute or so later. With Becca finally handled, Beetle went to the loo and waited until it was time to go to Amy's classroom. He was done dealing with Manny Beard. For that period, anyways. That's not the snap, right? He runs away and hides in the bathroom? It's not much of a snap, dude. I need more. Kick it up a couple notches for me. I really, really wanted to have a section here where I got to tell you Beetle finally snapped and during 8th period totally laid into Manny Beard about not controlling his classes or like he told Manny Beard off for throwing him under the bus. None of that happened. I know. Instead, Beetle took a nap during his conference and after work, Mom took us to dinner for his birthday. It was pretty anticlimactic. I should say so. This is the saddest snap I ever seen. I told Beetle he really needs to have a frank conversation with Manny Beard. I get having to remain civil and professional. Honestly, that's why I'm nice-ish to Math Beard, even though she is an insufferable moron that has no idea what she's doing. But sometimes lines need to be drawn in a professional manner. I was beginning to wonder how long Beetle's non-confrontational manner could withstand the barrage of idiocy that was Manny Beard, especially with Manny seemingly throwing Beetle under the bus at every single chance. I don't have a satisfying ending for this. I appreciate your candor, OP. And honestly, I am as frustrated by this situation as you are. I don't want to end on a downer, though, so I'll leave you with this last little anecdote. It says antidote, but that's spell check problems, right? A few days ago, a student told Manny Beard that he looked like Willy Wonka, the Johnny Depp version. To be fair, he 100% does. He just needs the hat and he would be a dead ringer. Manny Beard's reply was, "Who?" So Beetle had to explain to him who Willy Wonka was. Are you serious right now? What was your childhood like, Manny Beard? Today, Manny Beard told Beetle that he's auditioning for the title role in a local production of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Manny Beard announced this during the English 1 team meeting, and Beetle literally fell out of his chair, laughing at the idea of it. I'm not gonna laugh at it because, I mean, the dude's obviously flamboyant. Maybe this is part of his dream and he's chasing it. And even if to me it might seem a little bit cringe, like, yeah, he's getting after it. I'm just happy to see him doing something for once. To be honest, I hope he gets the role because I need to see him in the Willy Wonka costume. It's the cringe I never knew I needed, but I do. And it is here that I will leave you. I hope that I did better with giving context. Teaching really is a world unto itself. I encourage anyone with some free time to substitute teach or even volunteer at a school. It is so very different from the outside world. Also, do all the things to support Red. Even when he slams me, he's an awesome mate. Oh, God. It wasn't a slam. I went really light on you. I took a very balanced approach with that slamming. Thank you. I mean, hey, the best of mates will always call you out. And that's how you know it's real. Hey, preach, there you go. Until the next time, friends. I definitely always do enjoy Emerald Aussie's stories. Really all of our OPs, you know? I'm not gonna see eye to eye with them 100% of the time, and to me, that's okay. It's healthy to have a nice debate about things every once in a while.
I ain't mad at you regarding Joe, okay? And apparently I'm the one that took the L there. Because even my own wife was like, yeah, you're just a pothead, bro. It may be true, but you don't have to bring it up, okay? Anyways, Manny Beard is keeping me deeply entertained with Beard School, at least for the moment. I hope you guys are enjoying it too. Like, comment, sub. Do all the things like the lady said, right? Many links in the description. Support me on the Patreon, the YouTube channel memberships down there to the right side of the video, I think. There's a join button. That's how you get the membership, right? Just if you want to. I'd appreciate you. Anyways, join us again tomorrow. Keep yourself safe out there, friends. Wash your hands. But also, of course, always remember that you are loved. You are worthy. You definitely, definitely deserve it. And I shall see you in the next one. So until then, bye-bye.